from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of The Jazz Scene. Hello, everyone. My name is Jake Longwell. It's great to have your company yet again. This is the time each week where you and I get a chance to spend an hour together and listen to some great jazz from the past and present. I hope you'll enjoy the selections I've chosen for this hour. We'll be listening to selections recorded between 1955 and 2014. Getting things underway with a session recorded in 1984 and released in 1985 on the Landmark label. The group fronted by Vibes player Bobby Hutcherson, the album Good Bait, and he's joined by Branford Marsalis on sax, although he'll be sitting out on this track. Also George Cables, piano, Ray Drummond, bass, and veteran drummer Philly Joe Jones. It's the standard Spring Is Here. Thank you.
Thank you.
That track from the last recording session made by the great bass player Ray Brown before his untimely death in the summer of 2002. It's a drummerless trio with Monty Alexander on piano and Russell Malone on guitar. The album, released on Telarc Jazz, just titled Ray Brown, Monty Alexander, and Russell Malone. And we heard a tune by the great Fats Waller, Honeysuckle Rose. Also back there, trumpeter Tom Harrell from his 2011 release on High Note Records, The Time of the Sun, with Wayne Escoffrey on tenor and soprano sax, Danny Grissett piano, Ugona Okigwo bass, and drummer Jonathan Blake, and we listened to The Open Door, and Bobby Hutcherson, the great vibes player, with Spring Is Here, getting that set and also the hour underway. Look for that on the album Good Bait from the mid-80s. That album has also been issued under the title Vibewise. It doesn't really matter which one you acquire, Good Bait or Vibewise. Both contain the same track lineup and personnel. Great stuff from Bobby Hutcherson. More music with a spring theme getting this set underway. It's the Jazz Scene. I'm Jake Longwell. And we'll kick this set off with a selection from 1966 and trumpeter Freddie Hubbard when he was an Atlantic recording artist. This album reissued in the early 2000s on Koch Jazz, the album Backlash, with James Spalding on flute and sax, Albert Daly piano, Bob Cunningham bass, and Ray Appleton on drums. This is a Freddie Hubbard original. It's gone on to become quite a jazz standard. Up Jumped Spring. Thank you.
There's moonlight and music and love and romance. Let's play some music and dance before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill and while we still have the chance. Let's play some music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon humming a different tune. And then there may be teardrops to shed, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. Before the fiddlers have fled, before they ask us to pay the bill, and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance. Soon we'll be without the moon humming a different tune. And there may be teardrops to shed, while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music and dance. There may be trouble ahead, but while there's moonlight and music and love and romance, let's face the music, dance, dance. Let's face the music, let's face the music and
That's a track from up-and-coming pianist Helen Sung, and a selection from her 2014 Concord Records release, Anthem for a New Day. Up to this point, Helen had been recording in a piano, bass, and drums trio format, but here she chose to record in a larger group setting, and the personnel including Seamus Blake on sax, trumpeter Ingrid Jensen, Ruben Rogers bass, and Obed Calver on drums. We listened to Hope Springs Eternal from Helen Sung. Before that, a duo, vocalist Sheila Jordan and bassist Harvey Swartz. They've recorded several albums together over the years. A rather unusual combination in jazz. One doesn't find too many bass and voice duets, but they do exist, and I think Ms. Jordan and Mr. Swartz execute the format quite well. From a 1982 session released on Muse, entitled Old Time Feeling, it's a collection of jazz standards, and we heard the Irving Berlin tune, Let's Face the Music and Dance. And we got things underway this time with the original version of Up Jumped Spring from trumpeter Freddie Hubbard, going back to the mid-60s for the Backlash release. You heard all of that here on The Jazz Scene. My name is Jake Longwell. Don't forget that if you're curious about any of the music featured on this program or any other edition of The Jazz Scene, you can always consult our blog and website for full program playlist details. It'll give you all the information you need to track down these recordings. You can also stream episodes of the show on demand at your convenience. All of that can be done from our blog and website, available at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Again, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. From the main page, click on the link for The Jazz Scene, and then select the playlist of your choice. This is show number 1406, 1406. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. I promised you some music from the 1950s at the beginning of the hour. We'll wrap up the hour. Yes, it's hard to believe our final set is here. The time really does go by fast when you're enjoying some great music. Anyway, we'll wrap up things with a couple of classic tracks from the mid-50s, one of the high points in jazz history. And both of these sessions recorded at Rudy Van Gelder's legendary studio in Hackensack, New Jersey. First up, a selection from December of 1955, and a quartet featuring and led by Sonny Rollins on tenor sax, with Ray Bryant on piano, George Morrow bass, and Max Roach on drums. The album Work Time, and we'll listen to a Billy Strayhorn tune, Rain Check. Thank you. recorded on December 28, 1956 at Rudy Van Gelder's Hackensack Studio. A group co-led by trumpeter Donald Byrd and guitarist Kenny Burrell, with Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Jerome Richardson on flute and tenor, Mal Waldron piano, Doug Watkins bass, and Art Taylor drums. The album All Night Long, the companion album to All Day Long, sessions also recorded around the same time in the same studio. And the CD reissue contains a couple of tracks which were not part of the LP lineup, and that was one of them, a nice extended version of Body and Soul. Sonny Rollins, prior to that, recorded in December of 1955 in the same studio, and the album Work Time, we listened to Billy Strayhorn's Rain Check. That CD reissue does not contain any bonus material. Both reissued as part of the original Jazz Classics series, now under the management of the Concord Music Group. And that wraps it up for this hour of the Jazz Scene. Thank you so much for joining me. My name is Jake Longwell. Do join me again when you can, won't you, for another hour of the best in jazz. The Jazz Scene is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.